B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, the number to get on the segment is 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and Andrew will find the best of the best. He mines for gold, Ant. Does he find it all the time?
He does a good job, though.
He's diligent.
I think Andrew does a great job at finding the gold.
Well, let's see if he found gold today.
Everyone's complaining about how the Pro Bowl sucks, so here's my idea to make it better. You elect the guys that you're going to collect anyway. You give them the honor, you honor them, you let them have fun in skills competitions and whatnot. And then for the actual game, the guys don't play. You have their wives or their girlfriends, and if they don't have either one of them, you're a substitute, the cheerleader, and you have them play a lingerie ball. How about that?
All right.
I know, he's horrible, man. I watched it. It's terrible.
The lingerie bowl. Do they still do that?
Nah.
That's over? In a Me Too world, I doubt that still happens, right?
What was the name of that league?
I forget.
Wasn't it just the lingerie football league?
Yeah.
It was the lingerie football league?
I think so, yeah.
It's like the ultimate objectifying of women leagues. But people watched it, you know?
Well, come on. People. I mean, not for nothing. You're clicking the channels. And you stumble on it, you're staying for a couple minutes.
Yeah. You go, I just take a look. Let me just see what's going on here. And, you just hope that your significant other doesn't walk in while you're watching. What are you watching? I'm watching football. What's next?
Hey, Cuz, I'm with you. Belichick's a hell of a coach. Do you think he took Kelce and Tyreek Hill out of the game, or Andy Reid did? Andy Reid didn't, as usual, make one adjustment. Belichick couldn't stop one guy on the Eagles last year. Not one. 41 points. Just saying.
No, it's good. Look, it's a good point when you talk about, what they were last year. I think the Patriots' defense is a lot more improved this season than it was last year. But your point's right, man. I think you're dead right. What they could have done in a lot of ways is try to maneuver Tyreek Hill and just kind of freak, because he got doubled the whole time.
Yeah, put him in motion or something.
Well, it's funny. Mike Lombardi said that he should put him in the backfield. And when I was talking to Mike, he said he should put him in the backfield, which I thought was interesting.
Try to get the ball in space.
He played running back in college, right? So he played some running back. So if you put him out in the backfield, you can't double him.
Yeah, and you can line him up, get him matched up on a linebacker, God willing.
But again, he's going to take him away. Yeah. Take away their best weapons.
That's what Belichick, the hoodie does that. Yeah.
By the way, it is no longer the Lingerie Football League. It once was called that. It is now called the Legends Football League.
Oh. Is that still real?
Name changed in 2009, and the league still exists today.
All right, but they play in lingerie still?
Yes.
Okay. Well, glad to see that not everything changes in this world.
Man, the Golden State get a pile of riches when they sign Boogie Cousins. I mean, I don't care what nobody says. When he's volatile, he's aggressive, but he's a freaking all-star, and the guy can just spread out ball, whether you love him or hate him. They can let Durant go if he walks, and they'll still be one of the best teams in the NBA with this monster in the middle.
Yeah. He's a beast. He is. He's a great player. And he's not all the way in shape either. Yeah, coming off the Achilles.
He doesn't even have that many games back at this point. Not even played, 10 games? Not even close.
Less than five. He's a great, great player. It's amazing. But I think he leaves too. I think he goes to look. He could go to Lakers.
He took a little cut rate deal to go there.
Title.
Yeah, and play a half a season because he was coming off the injury.
Anthony Davis and Boogie back together. But with LeBron in L.A.? Oh, man.
Stop it. I can't take it. I can't fathom that.
Hey, everybody. This is Jalil Okafor. Remember me? Anyway, it'd be cool with me if Anthony Davis got moved out of New Orleans, because if you checked it out, I'm balling again.
I'm putting up like 17, 10, and 5, 20, and 15. I'm balling. Y'all out.
He had a great first quarter. I didn't look at his entire stat line the other night, but he had another good game, Big Ja.
Ja is the perfect guy to put up numbers on a bad team.
Yeah, he is. So the other night he had 24. How about that against the Spurs in a loss? 24 points.
The key is in a loss.
Yeah. He played 36 minutes in the game.
Yeah, I know, because they're banged. They're hurt, so they have nobody.
Davis hurt. Wow.
I like Ja. I always liked him. But it's a sin, man. He just was too late. He's born too late.
Let me give you his 20. This is the last four games. 20 points, 17 points, 18 points, 24. Ja trying to get some value.
So he scored 24 against the Spurs?
Yeah.
Aldridge scored 28 against him.
Well, maybe.
That's part of the problem. The guy can't D up.
He can't. And the other part is that he bogs you down if you want to run and you want to shoot threes.
He's playing in the wrong time.
That's what I'm saying. He's born 10 years. He's born too late. He'd be a star in 1992.
Back to the basket all day.
Having nightmares all weekend after the Sixers-Denver game. Nikolai, 2014 NBA draft for the 11th pick of the second round. The Sixers had 2 second-round picks before that. A.J. McDaniels and Jeremy Grant. The Sixers had draft. Okay.
So then nobody else can either. You know what I mean? Everybody passed on.
Yeah, but you look at it, you go, I had picks.
Yeah, but that notion of this guy was taken in the third round, my team can't
draft.
I will
say one thing, because I like Hinkie. But I will say one thing about Hinkie. He didn't land any of those steals. For as smart as he was, and he was a brilliant man, he didn't get any jewels.
Any stashes that turned into be...
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Dario move's a good move.
But
he didn't get any second round picks or late firsts in all those picks. And nothing turned into, you didn't turn garbage into gold, the way Zoom says. And that's just a just saying. And I like Hinkie, but that's a just saying. Smart as he was, he didn't get those foreign guys. He didn't get them.
And it was about that analytical approach to those guys that they're going to translate into great NBA players eventually. But it didn't happen. Not that we've seen. You're not a Furkan guy?
Speaking of Hinkie, all related to Daryl Morey, who is with the Rockets.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about the Sixers missing out, Kenneth Faried is a guy, if you're watching him, the Sixers could use a guy like him.
You give Amir Johnson the boot.
Yes.
Kenneth Faried's playing meaningful minutes.
He is. He's bored in. He does what he does. That's a miss, Faried. Right.
This last one, Anthony, you need to pay full attention here because we need to know if this is actually him. All right? Listen closely.
Okay, Anthony and Jason. It's Mike North in Chicago. I lost the bet. The Eagles beat the Bears. I've left a couple messages. I don't know if I'm getting through to people. I've never had so much trouble trying to pay up a bet. I owe you guys pizza, need the address, where to send it. We'll get a deep dish. Congratulations on beating the Bears. But, hey, you know what? We were both on the outside looking in. But that wasn't the bet. The bet was you guys against us. You won. But I've never seen radio guys have trouble getting a pizza to somebody. Radio guys love free stuff, and nobody loves it more than Jason and Anthony. Thanks, guys.
That is him, because I saw him tweet that.
That is Mike.
Yeah. When did he tweet that? I didn't see that.
Mike.
He said that he would try to contact you. Come on, man. Get that pizza over here.
And that was the first message that he left. He said he tried leaving some messages, and I haven't heard any.
Yeah, maybe.
That's awesome that he...
That's really cool.
That he hit the line.
Because we have the number on our Midday's Twitter account. It has the number.
Oh, you really didn't give him the number?
I didn't know he was going to call.
I actually thought you gave him a number to call.
No, that was awesome that he searched probably our Twitter account and dialed the number up.
He's a good man, Northy.
See, that's a stand-up guy that going, hey, they're not really responding to me paying off this bet, but I got to get in touch with them so I can pay it off because I don't want that karma.
That pizza, and I forget which pizza he was talking about. I'm trying to it wasn't in Giordano's. There's a place in Chicago. There's like three or four like famous pizza joints.
So were they going to send us the pizza from Chicago?
Yeah, they
sent it. What's it taste like by the time
it
gets
here? No. They sent it, so it's half cooked, frozen.
Okay.
And you put it in the oven.
Well, we can put it in the oven here? We don't have an oven.
Well,
we're missing an oven.
I live a few minutes away.
I mean, we'll get him to send. I'll get him to send three pizzas.
All right, and we'll take one. I'll take the half cook home.
Yeah, we'll each take. You know, we'll each take one home.
Okay, gotcha.
Those and that's the Chicago, that real deep dish, which I like. You know, once in a blue moon, I really like it. Like I haven't had it, and the last time I had it was when we went to Chicago for the draft,
the NFL draft.
Yeah. When they chose Carson.
Yeah, to me it's a little too greasy because the grease can't escape in the deep dish.
No. It's different. It's a it's not greasy. So what it is it's like a pie crust.
Mm-hmm.
It's thick. It's like
puffy, right?
3 inches thick, but it's a thin cry pot, like a flaky pie crust.
Mm-hmm.
And they put like a lot of cheese and the gravy and the sauce is on top. And if you got say you get a topping like pepperoni or sausage, it would be underneath the sauce.
So they go the crust, cheese, topping, sauce.
Yes.
It's like Picas does that.
Okay, right, right.
Sauce on the top.
Right. But they're not like 12-inch, they're like 12-inch
pies. Like a personal.
But they're thick, so you can't eat. I remember going, this thing's small. And they go, you can't eat more than two slices.
Very hearty.
And they're right.
Okay.
You can't eat more than two slices.
I'd finish the pie.
It's when I tell you won't finish the pie.
I'll finish the pie.
It's like 2 pounds.
Yeah, you won't.
You want to do a prop bet? I'll finish the pie.
All right.
He's always there.
We'll make you minus, you'll be plus 170.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to cash in, you bet.
All right.
To finish the pie? Those things are huge. A lot. It's like tons of cheese, like 10 pounds of cheese.
Easy.
Though,
okay? Easy. It's weighty.
It is.
610-632-0975. Hit the Bring the Heat line tonight at 610-771-9751. So tonight, Flyers back in action against Winnipeg at home. And then tomorrow night, Sixers back in action in Lakers. L.A. against the Lakers. And so hit the line tonight, 610-771-9751.
What do you think about Flyers tonight?
I don't know. I don't know what the number is tonight. That's obviously the tough spot.
What do you think about, you know, coming back off, the kid, where they're at?
They haven't played in a while. Winnipeg, I did not think, had their bye week leading. Well, they must have had it leading in because
they had to lead.
The other way. I don't know. This is not a game that I would touch tonight against a really good team.
No. I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about betting it. I'm talking about the idea.
Well, it's a short one.
Like what you think of them tonight, you know. How they've been playing.
Well, the kid's been playing too good. Well, the thing is
against a really good offensive team, you get the kid playing.
Yeah, did you lose momentum with the break? And they built up a little bit, 4 out of 5, and, you know, going in and, you know, beat Montreal in that last game and a wild one where the kid was really good early in the game. And they're getting that secondary scoring from guys like Nolan Patrick and that stuff. So, I don't know. The line's short, though. It's Winnipeg minus 130.
So, you got Flyers tonight?
Yeah, it's a Flyer line. I'm not playing it, though. Let's get back to the phone. 610-632-0975. Got some open lines, but Mike from Del Ran joins us now on the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, you know what? You made me, you're talking about the Lingerie Football League. I had to tell you a pretty funny story. If you've never gotten a chance to go to one of them games, they're pretty awesome. You know, you get in the stadium, there's like 700 people. It's probably like family, friends and stuff, right? And you see these girls come out, and you're thinking this is going to be a joke, but then they're throwing 45-yard bombs. And they're killing each other out there, and it was probably the coolest thing I ever seen. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
Where did you say?
It was up in North Jersey. Near Trenton. I forget what the stadium was called, but the Philadelphia Passion was their name.
Yeah,
when they were here. So, my buddy calls me up. He's got front row tickets at the 50-yard line to go watch this. So, I had a date that night. And I ended up telling her I didn't have a babysitter, right? So I kind of canceled. I wanted to go up and see this Lingerie Football.
That's a creeper move, man, Mike.
You broke the date so you could go Lingerie Football.
No, but did it by saying, I don't have a babysitter for my kids.
I know, but listen to me. It gets worse. So we watched we're there watching the game, and, you know, we're right there, right? These girls are hitting the boards like hockey, playing football, and it's like right there. Their sweat's hitting us, right? So a couple days go by, and I haven't heard from this girl, and she texts me, and she goes, oh, couldn't find a babysitter, huh?
here, me and my buddy were in the newspaper at one of the plays, right? They had a, they were talking about the game in the sports section in the Burlington County Times, and me and my buddy are sitting there, mouth agape, wide open, watching the girl get hit. It was the
worst. Are you serious?
Oh, it was the worst, guys. I totally got my cover blown, and needless to say, she never talked to me again. But it was a great time. It was a good time. I still got the newspaper clipping. It's pretty funny.
Well, you took your first pinch like a man.
That's hysterical.
I definitely did. And it, just real quick, you guys talking to Eagles stuff. You know, I agree with you because if that guy from Australia can be the left tackle, I think they're all right there. I want to see running back. I don't want to spend a first rounder, but a second rounder, one of those two second rounders. We need a running back. And then we probably need a safety. You know, whatever the best position available is at our spot at 26, that's what I want to see happen. But safety, running back, that's my choice.
All right, brother.
You got it, brother. I don't know you need a safety, though. You got Malcolm, and you're going to move one of the kids to the other safety where McLeod's at.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you need more of a linebacker.
Yeah, you can take care of the safety position if you choose not to bring back McLeod in-house. That's here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at defense, because to me it's O line. It all depends on what Mailata is. It's O line. Then it's like to me it's running back and receiver. I need skill guys.
Yeah, look at the league. What's the league doing? You got to have a burner offensively.
Any speed?
You can't go down the field.
No speed.
Yeah, you got to be able to go down the field. They have not had that. When Wallace got hurt, that ship sailed. Shelton Gibson wasn't that guy.
Even that position, Torrey Smith was a good dude and all, but
couldn't catch a cold. Though.
I mean, he was. But they need Evan to have that weapon on the outside. Look at those guys they had: Josh Huff. Like, give me the last stud receiver, speed receiver,
Deshaun.
Right,
that's the last guy.
You got to go back to Deshaun Jackson.
What, do you go back to him in this offseason?
Nah,
he's
hurt too much.
Not going to go to him? You wouldn't go to one like a decent team-friendly deal?
Well, I mean, again, if he would come here cheap.
Rewrite his last chapter as an Eagle?
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I've always liked him, but again, he's always out.
Yeah. Well, look, he's a frail guy.
I mean, at this point of his career, I mean, how long is he?
Still got the Jets, though.
The speed's the first thing to go. Yeah. I want a young stud.
Mm-hmm.
I want a young back, and I want a young wide receiver.
All right, so you're not going to go with Deshaun. All right.
I mean, look, I
wanted to rewrite his last chapter.
If you come to me and I don't have to pay real money for him.
Known commodity?
Again, if I don't have to pay real money for him, yeah. I consider it.
Because if you're going to go in the second round.
But I need to get a stud that can grow with Carson.
Yeah, for years to come. I got it.
Speed guy.
Yeah.
You need speed.
You want to stretch the field.
So it's the opposite of Alshon. Because Alshon's such a good possession receiver. You need that. You need the compliment.
Then you got great balance too, because you got Zach Ertz in the middle, and Dallas Goedert. Alshon is your possession guy. You have your burner, and that helps the running game.
And it's interesting. What you're going to do in the slot? Do you keep Aguilar or do you keep Golden Tate? Does he come back on a team friendly deal?
You can find that too.
Yeah, you can always find slot guys.
Yeah, Jim in Havertown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
Oh, Jimmy,
gentlemen, what's happening?
What's up, Jimmy?
Guys, I got to touch on you with another subject. Let's talk a little football real quick, though. But let me finish on a different subject, please. Tate, dude, I'm surprised Andy G, you said you can find a guy like that. I disagree with that. I think Tate's one of the top slot guys in the league. I think he's top five at least.
Really?
Yes. Didn't they prove it at Detroit, dude, with stats?
You know, I mean, I'm not in love with him. I mean, I think he's all right. Like, I like him.
Is there anything Ant stares at you and says, oh, that's a problem when he plays? That's
he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid, though, too. And I don't know I want to commit that kind of money.
See, I need speed. I had too many guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Listen, I like what Golden Tate does.
Yeah.
I like he's a
top possession guy, though, and he's not a speed guy. We know that going in.
Right.
I'm a speed guy, too, yeah.
I'm with you, but I think for Wentz, you got to have speed on this offense.
Yeah, there's no argument there. Nobody would argue that. Guys, I wanted to let you know, since you both are so familiar with me and my calls with this guy, Mikey asked me to not call him anymore. He told me he hates me.
Now, I heard, it's funny, Mikey just came over here.
Yeah.
I would love, because I find your calls entertaining with Mike.
Yeah, right.
Because you irritate Mike.
combative.
Exactly, dude. I poked the bear.
Right, and I think it's great radio.
I used to mess with Martinez, but yeah, I poked Mikey now.
I think it's great radio. I like.
Dude, he told me that his shirt cost more than my car. I exposed him, dude. Who wants to hear about
Mikey has incredible taste in clothes, so I don't doubt that.
You think
that
I drive a $1,000 car in?
No, I don't. But I would like to bridge like a relationship between you two.
Hey, dude, I hear you guys hang out sometimes up Center City at the Irish joint, so maybe I'll bump into you sometime.
Yeah, I like to bridge that gap between you two.
You like to bring people together.
I find Jim from Havertown and Mike great radio.
Because you don't have to deal with the aggravation of it. Mike's got to deal with the aggravation.
No, but Mike does get aggravated.
Yeah.
And he, the minute he sees his name, like I can hear in his voice, I could probably see him like
deflated,
shrug, like, oh, I got to go take Jim right now.
I got to deal with this guy.
And then Jim wants to bust balls right away. And then Mike's going, well, I have to go to this dude.
All right, 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We'll talk to Bryant and Pat coming up. Bryant, you hang on. I really want to hear what you have to say regarding the four GMs in Philadelphia sports. That'll be interesting. 610-632-0975. Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, February 3rd's coming up fast, right? Not only is it the biggest game of the year, it's also the biggest betting day of the year, and you can get in all the action from the comfort of your own couch with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, in addition to the point spread and the total and all stuff, all these props that we're talking about that Jason and Andrew are doing, well, they got them available right there on the DraftKings Sportsbook on the app with over 10 million bets having been placed to date on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. And DraftKings right now is based right here, in the United States. It's not offshore, so you know your funds are safe and secure. All right, now, this is your last chance to bet on football this season. And as a special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet match up to $500. That's right, for a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at signup on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC. DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What up?
Good morning, Skip.
You skeeve me.
Oh, won't see him no more.
I was wearing tidy whiteys back then.
You saw Mikey.
Ball flying around the studio.
Yeah.
Classic.
Mikey's got the nipple bruise.
Oh, that's the worst. You know when you go body surf, or not body surf, but like boogie boarding all day, you get the nipple rash in the ocean. That's awful. You put on a shirt after, you got sunburn on your shoulders, and you got the nipple rash.
Throw your nipples out there. Put them out there. Thrust them.
I've been known.
All right, you ready? So a couple props real quick.
Yes.
All right. These are up Jason's alley, Andrew. He might have the advantage here.
On music?
Which will be more? Alex Ovechkin's shot on goal versus total field goals in the game, in the Super Bowl?
So, I guess the Caps play that day.
Yep. Ovechkin is minus 125.
Really? Well, he can get like 9 shots on goal. Let me see who they're playing. I got to consider that. Andrew, do you want to go first on this one? So the Caps on Sunday. I need a little knowledge here. Let me get their schedule. I want the damn team. Andrew, you go first then.
Why? All right, Andrew.
Well, I got to do some research here.
You got to do research.
All right.
It's Fazul.
I'm going to go Ovechkin.
It's not that deep.
I'm going to go more shots on goal for Ovechkin than field goals in the game.
Oh, I wouldn't. I'm going under. They play Boston.
Right. So you got. So, Andrew, you have Ovechkin?
Yes, I'm going Ovechkin.
I'll take. You have total field goals, Jason.
Yeah, I'll take total field goals. Plus what on that?
You got plus 100.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll take that.
So it's even money, basically.
Yeah. Top line's going to shut him down.
All right, one more.
Berger.
I'll give you another hockey one. Connor McDavid points versus Jared Goff TD passes. Goff minus 120.
All right, so it's TD passes versus McDavid points earlier in the day.
To me, you got to go Connor McDavid.
Well, I don't know about
that. Seems a lock.
No, not necessarily.
McDavid can go off and give you 3 points, 4 points.
Yeah, they're playing the Habs, too, on the road. I'll go Goff.
You're going to go Goff?
Yeah.
Andrew, take
I'm going to carry Price in net for that game for the Habs.
What do you got?
This is tough. Because I look at Gurley, and maybe they run the ball with Gurley a little bit, but Goff's always throwing
look
the ball.
Look at Gurley what? Kempin?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Gurley. 2 weeks off.
Look at Gurley on the sidelines?
So that means they might be throwing the ball more. I'm going to go Goff.
Yeah.
You too, go. Huh?
I'm going Goff.
Yeah.
I like Connor.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Connor now. All right, Andrew, I gotta return the favor. Russell Westbrook... Points, rebounds, and assists versus Rex Burkhead, rushing and receiving yards. Russ is minus a half.
It was points, rebounds, and assists?
Yes.
Versus rushing and receiving yards?
Yes.
Burkhead.
Really?
Yeah, because if you give me a 30, 10, and 10, that's only 50. Burkhead could go 50 receiving yards.
Yeah, I don't think he's that big of a game plan this week. I don't think he's the matchup.
I mean, they got Michelle. They got.
I don't think Burkhead's
James
the matchup.
White.
Now, Burkhead, they used him a lot last week against Kansas City, that light front. But you're not going to use Burkhead against Aaron Donald, Sue, and the Rams
front.
Unless
they want to get it out quick.
Yeah, I'll take Westbrook.
But then they might use James White. I'm going to go Burkhead.
All right.
You said Westbrook's the favorite?
Westbrook minus a half. It's even. It's both 110.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
But Westbrook.
Westbrook
is minus a half.
I'll put the 10 fazools on Westbrook.
I'm gonna go Burkhead.
All right, one more basketball. James Harden.
Oh boy.
Points, rebounds, and assists versus Patriots and Rams points total. So the total of the game.
Which is what, 57?
Right now it's listed at 57.
All right.
Now, but here's the thing. Harden could score 57 points.
Yeah, so I'm going to go.
I would go Harden.
I'm going Harden because I also have the under for both the Rams and the Patriots' final scores. So by that logic, I got to go Harden.
But the Harden's playing against, so I guess it's the Utah game on Saturday that they're going against, right?
And it doesn't matter who they're facing.
I don't know. Are they playing Sunday?
They don't play Sunday. They play Saturday and Monday. So I'm assuming it's against Utah. At Utah.
It is okay. At Utah, yeah.
Okay. I'll go Harden there too.
Harden's going to go 48-6-5 that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's another triple-double man.
36 in the first quarter.
Yeah, he could score more than, he could score points more than.
Yeah, without the assists and the rebounds.
Right,
yeah.
Patriots-Rams.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how high scoring it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't think the Super Bowl is going to be over this year.
Because I wonder if the Rams, like an interior defensive line, with Donald and Sue, if they get the Brady up the middle, they shut them down. And I think Belichick, you know Belichick is not going to want Sean McVay to, you know, have great success. You know, he's gonna, you know, where he's this offensive guru and beats Belichick, the defensive genius.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, do they want to limit possessions for the Rams too, like they did against the Chiefs?
I don't know if you have extent. To.
Or does he see more opportunity
see,
in putting Goff
Rams
under pressure?
Like, I see, here's the Rams game plan. This is what they do. Right? The Rams offense is everything based off of play action. So they got to establish the run. So the Patriots are going to try to take the run away.
Take the run away and then force Goff.
You want Goff to throw it 40 times.
And then put pressure on Goff.
Right.
That's the plan. Bryant and Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Bryant?
Hey, how's the right day going so far?
Good, Bryant.
So I have a question. Well, it's not really a question. I would like to know your trust level and confidence level for all those, like, this top sports teams in Philly, like the professional teams, that they will have all the teams competing at a high level, not just for the upcoming season, for like the next 5 years, that they will make the right selections in the draft and the right choices as far as trades and free agents.
So you want to know about the GMs?
Yeah, I want to know your trust level and confidence level.
That's a good question. All right, 1 to 10, let's play the game. You play too, Bry, all right?
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right, here you go. We'll start off with the Eagles. Howie Roseman / Joe Douglas, 1 to 10. Jason, what do you got?
I got an 8.
An 8. Bry?
7.
7. All right. I've got pretty good trust in him, so I would go around 7, 8, 2. So I'm in your ballpark.
All right.
All right. Matt Klentak, Phillies.
Oh.
1 to 10, 10 being supreme confidence. I'll bring Andrew in here, too. Andrew, he's a baseball man.
Are you adding Middleton in there?
No, Klentak. That was Bry's question.
Just Klentak. I'm going to go, you know what? He's done a good job with David Robertson and bringing in some of these relievers. I'll go 6.5, 7.
Okay. All right, Bry?
I was about to put it at a 5.
5, yeah. Jace?
7.
7?
Yeah, because I think he's going to land Harper, too. Now, it's more Middleton, but he's the GM, he's GM on the watch. You got to give him credit for it.
I'll go 5.5. He still signed Santana. He loses a lot of points.
Yeah, but
that.
But he also recognized Santana was a mistake. Got rid of him.
Got lucked out.
Yeah, Gene.
Got lucked out.
Yeah.
I'm lucked out there. All right. So let me go. I mean, it's impossible to do Flyers because he's a new guy.
Well, it's the trust, though, and that he's going to know what he's doing going forward.
Elton Brand. You go 1 to 10. I like Elton a lot. I have a lot of trust in Elton. I believe in Elton.
He made the trade to get Jimmy.
Jason, what do you got?
For Elton, I'm going to go 7 right now.
Bry?
7.
What do you got?
I'm going 8, and it could be higher with what he does at the deadline and buyout period.
Yeah, I have a similar. I have a similar. I feel the same way. You want to go Fletcher?
Yeah, Bry, go Chuck Fletcher.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you.
Well, thanks for the call.
Who?
Chuck Fletcher, and he basically said today that nobody is safe except for Giroux because he has a no-move clause. Now, Hart's obviously.
All right, why don't you answer that? Because, I don't know.
Well, I mean, he hasn't done really much so far.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They're starting to bring some of the kids up, and they're going to trade Dale Weiss because he's not a part of the future, and I like that thinking. But he said they're both buyers and sellers at the deadline, which means he's going to, and he said basically he's going to do everything he can to make moves and change this roster. But until he does it, it's hard for me to grade him. But the mentality, I think, is the right one, is that you don't just sell. You have to get something in return because people just don't take dumps in that league, like salary dumps. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
So, I mean, he's going to free up some more money. He's going to trade Simmons. He's not going to re-sign. Who he acquires and how he does this, I think what you acquire at the deadline is not going to be what it is. You're going to acquire prospects and young players and draft picks, but then in the offseason is when you turn them into players for now. So how he does that, if I'm going to give him a grade on just the philosophy of what I think he's going to do, then I'll give him, I don't know, 6.5.
Okay.
Because I got to see it through.
That's the thing. That's why.
Yeah, you got to see it through.
You can't. It's impossible.
He's in a good situation. He's got tons of assets and money and everything else.
My God, all the cap space?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had that in almost decades at this point.
That was the thing. I mean, you said what you want about Hextall.
Yeah, he cleaned it up. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about DraftKings. Yes. It's the big game coming up, and it's coming up fast. Not only is it the biggest football game of the year, it's also the biggest betting day of the year, and you can get in all the action from the comfort of your own couch with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. In addition to all the, like, you know, the total, the point spread, DraftKings Sportsbook has all the props, too, that we've been talking about. the Connor McDavid and all those things. They're a lot of fun. With over 10 million bets having been placed to date on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, it is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. And just go right off your phone. Boom. That's it. Mobile. It's easy. DraftKings based right here in the United States, not offshore. So you know your funds are safe and secure. And this is your last chance to bet on football this season. Don't miss out. As a special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet matched up to $500. That's right. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code Fanatic and sign up on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code Fanatic. Right there, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmick, no gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
By the way, we got to send congratulations out to Jake Shear of Churchville, PA.
Really?
Bucks County. $1,000 winner.
Way to go, Jake.
Hello.
$1,000.
Meet you at the bar.
That's cool. Drinks, that's very cool.
Drinks are on the house. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones and check in with Pat in Houston's on the Fanatic. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Yo, Pat.
Hey, so I was actually just watching ESPN News and saw Wojnarowski breaking down the Anthony Davis situation even more. And the more and more I think about it, the fact that he's not like Jimmy Butler because he has 2 years left on his deal, not one.
Right.
And I was thinking, all right, they're not going to get a better trade offer. Do you think that we could get Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday? Embiid.
Yeah, yes, you probably yes.
Because if I could do that,
then my
starting five would be Holiday, Redick, Butler, Simmons, and Anthony Davis. And I just think that starting five beats the starting five I can assemble now.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Davis,
I'm not in love with Drew Holiday, but you know I hear what you're saying.
Anthony Davis is 25 and Embiid's 24. The age difference
you're right.
Isn't that big of a thing. Drew Holiday's only 28, so he's still young enough.
Yeah, I'm not in love with Drew Holiday, but I hear you.
You think Anthony Davis and Ben Simmons would have a better relationship because they're both kind of quieter guys than Embiid maybe and Simmons?
I don't know. I mean,
they're the same age.
Listen, they would fit. Here's the thing.
I'm taking the five.
I can't trade Embiid. I can't do it.
But here's the other part of it, Pat. And we talked about this earlier. If you're afraid of Embiid's health, and he's like questionable, probable, whatever you want to call it, every night it seems like, and you know about the back and the navicular bone and everything else. If you're afraid of his health, then that changes your consideration on that deal.
Well, look, Anthony Davis is a sturdy player.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to go shop, and they're not going to get a better offer.
No, you're
guy
right.
With three years left on his deal, and he might love New Orleans and beat East Telmet. And then you say, we just want Drew Holiday.
Man, I don't want to trade him Embiid. Andy Davis is a great player, so you know you're not crazy. I don't want to trade him Embiid.
Let's get to T-Will real quick. What's up, T-Will?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Will.
What's up, man? What's going on?
You got to be quick, though, brother.
Listen, man, I'm not trading Embiid no way, no how. If you want to bring Anthony Davidson, you got to bring me some sustenance, okay? You got to bring me something to the table because I need balance on offense and defense. And when you bring Anthony Davidson with a Ben and a Joe, you don't have any balance on the court. All right? So the cross matchups are going to be crucial, especially in the playoffs.
Real quick, T. Well, it would be for Ben or Joe if you were going to get Anthony Davis.
I'm not doing either because I don't want to give up Ben and I don't want to give up Joe. So I'll be the stubborn fan.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not doing either. But if you had to give up Ben, you're going to have a who are you going to put in for Ben? Because you're not going to get anything back because the package is going to be basically Ben for AD. So whatever bench player you get from New Orleans, you're going to have to.
I mean, I will say, listen, I'm not trading Ben either, but those two could play with one another because they both can be high post, low post. And they can alternate because they both have an outside game and an inside game.
We got to check our poll real quick from Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If the Pelicans called the Sixers and asked if you would trade Ben Simmons in a deal for Anthony Davis, you would fill in the blank. Deal. Or start listening or hang up. 56% of the respondents said hang up. Ben, not an option. He's untouchable, basically. 28% say, start listening. 16% said, done deal. Interesting results.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
I hang up.
You just click.
Yeah, I love it. I love him. Again, I love that. He's a great player.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Joe would embrace him.
Yeah, that's the big consideration to play those.
And by the way, I mean, I still think Simmons becomes a top five player someday in this league.
All right, Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you 2-6, and the handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. So we'll be back tomorrow. Flyers in action tonight. Sixers, Lakers tomorrow night.
And Sixers, Warriors on Thursday.
Yeah,
night.
A couple of biggies this week.
That's a great one.
You're looking forward to it.
I can't wait for that.
And the starting five is intact for Golden State. So you see the Sixers take on the best starting five in the history of the NBA. Not bad.
That's going to be
not
awesome. Bad.
All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. Andrew, great job today. We'll be back tomorrow on a Top 5 Tuesday. I'll see if I can come up with a Top 5 Tuesday category for tomorrow's program. Do a little homework tonight. Stay tuned. Mike up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.